This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Amy talked about this yesterday. I think that the party is over at Party City, it having filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The last couple of years have been rough for the events decoration business, what with the pandemic and all. But there is more to this particular corporate struggle than meets the eye. Marketplace's Matt Levin is on the Noble Gas beat today.
When Kate Luneva launched Wow Balloons in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in 2019, helium wasn't cheap, but at least she could get a full tank from her supplier, starting about 6 months ago.
They started selling half tanks instead of the full tanks because they couldn't get enough helium for everyone.
A full tank now costs Luneva $350. Before the pandemic, it was $195. Luckily, Luneva's business mostly uses regular air to fill their balloons, though helium is available if customers ask for it. And while regular air doesn't loft balloons as high, it's kept her business afloat.
There are definitely a lot of businesses for whom helium arrangements are 100% of their income.
Helium balloons aren't 100% of Party City's income, but they are the big traffic driver, says analyst Carew Martinson at Jefferies.
People come in for a balloon and they'll at the same time be like, oh, I need party favors. You know, we should get a pinata too.
Party City started scrambling to find helium last year.
The U.S. Bureau of Land Management plant supplies about 8% of the global helium, went down at the beginning of the year.
That was because of worker safety concerns. Fires and explosions closed other plants around the globe. Commercial helium is typically a byproduct of refining natural gas. But since it's also used for everything from cooling MRI machines to making semiconductors, a helium mining industry is emerging in North America. Phil Kornbluth is a longtime industry consultant.
Price of helium has risen to the point where it can be economically viable to explore for that gas and drill for that gas just for the helium.
Kornbluth says helium prices have just about doubled since 2021. He expects the shortage to ease, but not until 2024. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.